All right. Welcome to this episode of Chats with Gigi. Gigi Diaz with you. I've got a very special guest joining me today. Her name is Letitia Wright. You play Shuri in Black Panther. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's so good to have you. This movie is causing a lot of talk everywhere. Let's talk a little bit about the history of Black Panther first. This movie, this character in particular, more specifically, was launched in the 60s.
Yeah.
Black Panther is brilliant. Black Panther is very strong. And 50 years later, he is on our big screen. Mm-hmm. What do you think that says about our society, about this character?
It says a lot. It just says that, you know, it's the right time to introduce this character. And it also says that it shows us that people are really yearning to see something different on the screens. So now that it's happening, it's a good thing. And it's a big deal.
And there is a lot of refreshing stuff in this movie. I mean, obviously the visuals. Marvel always does such a great job with the visuals and the action scenes and all that stuff. But there's so much more turmoil with the characters. Talk to me about the plot of the movie.
Oh, man. Without giving anything away for anyone who hasn't
seen it yet,
you know, because it's still going to be out for like, you know, a few more months to come.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting plot. It just deals with a lot of universal themes, you know, such as family, loyalty, the consequences of your actions. So it's all tied into to one big mashup of a Marvel movie, but it's so different as well, because one minute you have a lot of action and the next minute you have such a intimate, sensitive scene. So it takes you on literally a roller coaster of emotions.
And it triggers a lot to think about too, because the characters, it's impressive to me how you can learn to love a character, even for those of us that didn't necessarily follow the comics at all.
Yeah.
The stories are written so well that you feel like you know these people, you know them, and the things that they're going through, you can connect so well with them. It kind of triggers a lot of thoughts. What would I do in a similar situation? And it's fun to go to a movie like that where you can be entertained and have all the colors and the action and the stuff, but still come out thinking, that really hit me.
Yeah.
Right? It's very powerful.
Yeah.
Now, your character in particular, Shuri, she's very witty. She's very tech savvy.
Yeah.
She's pretty much the girl in charge of Black Panther's gadgets and suits and stuff like that.
Yeah.
She's also second to the throne, right?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, she is.
How much are you like Shuri? Tell me three things that make you like her and three things that you're like, oh, I really had to work on that because I'm not that at all.
The first things that her accent, I'm not from South. I don't have a South African accent. So I had to really work on that. In terms of technology, I had to learn a lot more than I do now as a Letitia. I had to look at a lot of documentaries and gain a lot of knowledge about what I was actually speaking about and the community I was representing, the STEM community. So I had to research a lot about that. And lastly, I would say, I think we should just do two, because I think we have a lot of similarities.
Like what? How are you like her?
I'm like her in terms of just her positivity. Like she really wants to just do something with herself and just use her life to have purpose and meaning. So she wants to like help her nation and stuff. And I'm not a princess. Oh, that's the third thing. I'm not actually a princess. But
you
I do want to.
You are. It's okay. I support that.
But I do want to use my life in a positive way. And just her loyalty for her family. I feel like that's something that I have as well. Like I try to be as loyal as I can be to my friends and my family.
Talking about family, just before we started the interview, you were telling me you have a younger brother.
Yes.
Right? So you're over 10 years older than him.
Yes.
I'm 11 years older than my brother.
Okay.
Does your brother think you're his mom too? It's out of control. My little brother thinks I'm his mom. My mom hates it.
Sometimes he says, like, just in conversation, you go, mommy, like, and he goes, sorry, Tish, like, so that happens. But he doesn't think I'm his mom. He sees me as a big sister, and now I'm like the coolest sister in the house.
For sure.
How
many sisters are there in the house?
I have a little sister, Mariam. She's still cool. She's so good. She's such a good girl. She never gets in trouble at school. She's so smart as well, just like my little brother. But my little brother is on the more trying to figure out his life side, figuring out who's his friends and stuff like that. So He's growing up really quickly, but yeah.
You said you were having some questions he's not supposed to be asking you. Yeah. It's a little difficult. Talk to me about that. What was the last thing that he asked you that you were like, oh,
just
gosh.
About like, you know, a girl, like if he like he likes her. And I'm just like, dude, like focus on school, you know, like there's many girls, there's many fishes in the sea, but he's just like, I'm heartbroken. And I was like, what do you know about a heartbreak at 12? It's kind of weird. But he's good. I love him.
These kids are growing up way too fast.
Way too quickly.
Being so much older than your little brother, I would think that there is a certain protectiveness that comes with that, right? Being raised as sort of like the big sister, one of the big sisters.
Yeah.
And for your little sister as well, seeing tragedies like what happened here in Florida, this mm-hmm. shooting this week or earlier this week. Mm-hmm. How do you deal with, does that give you anxiety when you're away from the family? I know mm-hmm. you're very family oriented. I know you're close mm-hmm. to them. How do you deal with that when you're on the road? How do you compartmentalize?
Firstly, like, you know, my condolences to everyone that's affected by this, you know, like yesterday, me and my close people, the people that I was working with in New York, just took a moment to just pray for them as well, because that's a very hard thing. That's not, that doesn't reflect what should be in our world. In our world, we should have love, and just hoping that things can get better with everybody who's like feeling in that way and retaliates in that way. You know, just my condolences to the family. But in terms of myself, just being away from my family, just trusting that, you know, I have to go out and work, you know, and just trusting that we will all connect. You know, it's still the same when I go back home. They kind of make it easier for me, because as soon as I come in with all my bags, they're like, oh my God, we miss you. And then seconds later, they're like back to the TV, back to YouTube, you know, back to cooking, like whatever they're all doing. They just treat me normally. So that helps a lot. So to remember that when I'm away, I have genuine people who love me at home.
And that must be such a huge support in general for the difficulty of becoming all these other characters, right?
Yeah.
It kind of keeps you grounded. And talking about other characters, this particular project is so different from everything else you've done.
Yeah.
What do you think was the most challenging part of this project, and what was the most exciting?
The challenging part is definitely just adapting to the way you work in terms of like on a bigger budget film, because mm-hmm. I haven't done that before. Prior to Black Panther. So that was a little bit challenging to adapt to. But once I did, it was good. And I got into the swing of it. And I'm looking forward to the future of like continuing to work on those that like big scale films, because now I know like I've gained a knowledge about it. And what was your other question?
What was the most exciting part?
There were many exciting parts. I guess just seeing the sets as well. Everything, you know, there's so many amazing moments to pick from, but just walking into the sets and seeing it actually being built, whether it's the throne room or Shuri's lab, or being out on the Great Mound, you know, everybody putting in so much hard work to make these sets come to life and as close as possible to what we can see. Those were a very exciting moment.
You were talking about differences between the sort of projects that you've worked on before and working with a budget this big. What are some of those differences? As an actress, what do you encounter working in those different sets?
Definitely, there's more money, so there's more at stake. So you don't want to mess anything up for anyone.
Lots more pressure.
Yeah, lots more pressure. But still, I would say also just the way it's done, you know, like you on a let's say indie film, you don't have as much time.
Okay.
You might probably have like a month to film
a
whole film. And then on a bigger budget, you kind of have a little bit more months to film it. So definitely time is a difference as well.
All right. Now, this film, you worked with such an incredible cast. We're talking Chadwick Boseman, Lupita Nyong'o, Martin Freeman. What was it like being amongst these names? What did you learn?
I learned a lot. It was really, really good just to learn from them, just to see that they're, you know, just hardworking people. You know, you see them on screen all the time and you think, wow, like, you know, they're untouchable and unstoppable, but they're just really great people, down-to-earth people, and I learned so much from them.
All right, so we've got Letitia Wright joining us today. Your character, Shuri, is part of the Black Panther film already in theaters. If you could describe this movie in just three words.
Three words.
What would it be? just
futuristic,
to wrap up.
Marvelous, and dope.
That works. That. Letitia Wright from Black Panther, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Chats with Gigi. Thank you so much for listening, too. Make sure you follow on socials at Gigi Diaz Live for more info on upcoming episodes.